everybody doing, man? Today we're talking about doing the right thing because it's the right thing. James 4:17 says, therefore, to one who knows the right thing and to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. I really felt the Holy Spirit nudging on me tonight to record this for you guys, because a lot of times we get put in situations where doing the right thing is unpopular. Well, I'm here to tell you to do the right thing anyways, even if it is unpopular. It's more of a situation of choosing the kingdom over choosing our kingdom, right? Because the only kingdom we should be building is the Lord's kingdom, right? So let's take a closer look at this. Are you more concerned about what everyone else is doing or what God's calling you to do? It's funny because a lot of times the thing God is calling you to do is impossible. That's because God wants you to use Him to do it. So don't be discouraged by choosing to do the right thing, even though it's unpopular. Right? 1 Peter 3:17 says, for it is better if God should will it so that you suffer for doing what is right rather than for doing what is wrong. Do what's right because it's right to give God the glory. Do what's right because at the end of the day, guys, the consequence for doing that thing that you shouldn't be doing isn't just sin. It's an eternity without Christ. Let's talk some more about doing what's right. 1 Peter 2:15. For such is the will of God that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. I guess we need to start talking about the hard things. I sigh because I'm hearing the Holy Spirit and I'm talking. So, just because something is not popular doesn't make it less right. Someone's living in divorce and they know that it's wrong. If they do it, doesn't make it right. Let's not manipulate the grace of God, okay? Sure, God can forgive anyone of their sins, but that means you have to turn away from your sins. There's plenty of people, I'm just going to say it, I'm going to be blunt, that are living in sin. I think because they ask God to forgive them of that sin, that they're forgiven. Be forgiven means to walk away from the sin. So you cannot continue to live in sin and keep asking God for forgiveness. Oh, God forgive me, God forgive me. If you're still living in it, if you're not choosing to be, that's not grace. Is God forgiving you in sin, right? But when you're continually living in the sin, I say you need to really work on your own salvation, right? Romans 7:19, for the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. Guys, it's time to get on the straight and narrow. It's time to realize no one's perfect. That's fine. There comes a point where you need to be a mature Christian. You need to step up. You need to really be all you can be and not just... If all you're doing is not seeking after righteousness and just living life how you want and then asking God to forgive you, are you really seeking to be righteous? Are you really being a man of God, walking with God? Because if you love God, you really won't. You won't have the desire to live in sin. Matthew 6:3, but when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Why is that, guys? Why is that when we're living right and you're giving? Because it's not about the acknowledgement now. Because if the acknowledgement is now, that's your reward, right? So these are just some basic things I want to go over, because it seems like the basic common sense of living a life righteously isn't so common anymore. And the people that are saying, I'm Christian. Is your lifestyle Christian? If you're telling me you got remarried and you were divorced, are you Christian? You might want to read Romans 7 again. Anyways. Don't even try to convince me that a pastor is divorced and remarries is okay to preach. Because the Bible clearly says in Romans 7 that is not okay. Let's talk again. Galatians 4:18. But it is good always to be eagerly sought in a commendable manner, and not only when I am present. God's saying, be good even when I'm not looking. God's always looking. He said, be good even when I'm not in your presence. He expects you to be good, eagerly, suck in a commendable manner. Eagerly. Let me emphasize that. Oh, another Romans 7. Let's go over this one real quick. Romans 7:15. What I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate. Why is that? That's because of lack of commitment. People want to justify their sin, but maybe it's time to commit, keep living right. With the whole heart, not halfway in, not halfway out. God says he'll spit you out. Time to do what is right because it's right. Are you tapping into this? Proverbs 21:2. Every man's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. How is your heart? Is your heart all in for God? Or is it all in for self? Is it all in for what you want? Are you moving in the will of the Holy Spirit? Or are you moving in the will of man? Moving in the will of yourself? Let's go over another one here. We got, Ecclesiastes 7:20. Indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins. We're all going to fall short. But you better not stay in that sin. You better turn away. You don't live in the sin continually. It means to turn away. Anyway. Why am I doing this? Because I'm tired of these. I feel like so many people around me settled for half a relationship with God. How can you do God on Sunday but not on Monday? I'm just going to leave that right there. Luke 12:57. Why do you not eat on your own initiative, judgment is right. I'm gonna let that sweep up. So, Second Thessalonians 3:13. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary. Righteousness and justice is desired by the Lord more than sacrifice. I want you to think about that. To do righteousness and justice. God would rather have you live right. righteousness. It's iniquity and does according to all the abominations that a wicked man does. Will he live? All his righteous deeds which he has done will not be remembered, for his treachery which he has committed, and his sins which he has committed for them. It's time to do what's right, even when it's unpopular. It's time to do right. Because the consequences of your sin is eternal death. Eternal damnation, eternal hell. But we don't want to talk about hell because what? It's unpopular? It's not a reason. It's time to step up as men and women of God and live righteously and do what's right. Stop coming up with excuses and start executing a lifestyle glorifies God. I'll leave you with this last verse. I think it's really powerful for you guys. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Those who by perseverance and doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. Guys, we gotta do what's right because we love the Lord. We have to do what's right because we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let me just pray for you guys right now. You know, whatever situation you guys are in, we all have peaks and valleys, but it's funny because every valley becomes a peak. Valley. God, I just pray that you help everyone in their peaks and their valleys. I pray that the Holy Spirit guides, provides. God, I pray that these people get to know you, that they tap into your presence and seek you early in the morning, consistently, at a specific designated time where they are in their secret place. Move like you've never moved before in their life. Let them know the power of the provision. Ooh, and the goodness of God. Let your provision overflow through. May the guidance, your supernatural guidance, may the doors that need to be closed, the doors that need to be open, wide open. Let no man shut my God. Shut up, God. Let no man shut what God is going to open. Let no man stand in the way in every demon, in every person. Standing in the way of these people's destinies, I command it to flee now in the name of Jesus. Yes, shut up, God. It's okay not to know because God is moving. He needs you to seek him so he can guide you. But if you don't seek the Lord, he can't guide you. If you aren't in his word, he can't guide you. If you aren't praying consistently in the morning at a specific time and meeting with the Almighty Lord and the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit wants to talk to you. But if you're not listening, you're shut up. It's time to listen. It's time to step up. Even when it's unpopular. And all God's people said, amen. This has been another episode of Daniel Latta Motivation. your mentality creates your reality. Y'all take care.